thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the Word for Today.
From Luke 17:17, Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Let's read how Jesus healed these 10 lepers and see what we can learn. Number 1, they seized the moment. They lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Desperate people pray desperate prayers. Who cares about prosperity and outward appearances when you're dying? These men realized that Jesus was passing through, and the worst thing that could happen was for him to pass them by. So they seized the moment and cried out to him. And you can do that too, because nobody can heal you like God. 2, they had to walk it out. Their healing wasn't immediate. It was a step-by-step process. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Often that's the way it works. And it's not just one step, but a commitment to plow through the obstacles and fears until you get to your miracle. But it's worth the effort. And you appreciate your deliverance more when you have to walk it out day by day, depending on God. And number 3, only 1 of the 10 returned to give thanks. That's why Jesus asked, "Where are the 9? Were they too busy, or too self-absorbed, or just forgetful?" Notice what Jesus said to the one who came back. "Your faith has made you whole." Physical healing is often accomplished through medicine, but you become whole in body, mind, and soul by spending time worshiping the Lord and getting to know Him. That's how to be made whole from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.